Well, it's Sunday and time now for the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And I am one of the co-hosts. My name is Frank Crabtree. And your name?
I would be Terry Crabtree.
And here is the opening song, the official opening to our show.
The best.
It's a good one.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Radio receiver, all you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempests may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side?
Living by faith. Heavenly shore.
Wasn't that a great rendition of that song?
That was the best. I loved it.
That was so good.
Who was in it? Squire Parsons.
Squire Parsons. Devin McGlamory.
Sherry Easter.
Sherry Easter's unmistakable vocals.
And Charlotte Ritchie.
They did such a great job on that.
Oh, yeah. That was great. And before that, we had the Statlers.
Did we really?
Yeah, I think so.
And Revive Us Again?
It was.
Hey, you know, before we do any shout-outs, I did not send when I was working by myself last week. It was bad. It was horrible.
Oh.
And I didn't do a shout out to Brother Herschel Whitaker. I know. Yes.
Not that one. He's one of our very favorites.
I know.
We love Herschel. We love everybody.
Herschel's special. He's 91 years old and has loved the Lord all his life. And he's a veteran and he's just a beautiful individual.
And he's got the best smile in the whole United States of Kentucky.
He does, in the whole United States of Kentucky.
Yes.
So before I forget about it today, I'm going to send him out a song right now.
Okay.
Here's the Chuck Wagon Gang.
A Beautiful Life.
Each day I'll do.
Each day I'll do.
A golden deed.
A golden deed.
By helping those
who are in need,
my life on earth
is but a span,
and so I'll do the best I can,
life's evening song.
To meet the deed
that I have done
when
life's evening sun.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
Is sinking low.
A few more days.
A few more days.
And I must go.
And I must go to meet the deeds.
To meet the deeds.
That I have done.
That I have done.
Where there will be.
Where there will be.
No setting sun.
No setting sun.
The Chuckwagon Gang going out to Brother Herschel Whitaker and A Beautiful Life. Here's Sandy Patty, The Old Rugged Cross, and At the Cross.
Beautiful.
Sandy Patty.
And this is Kenny Henson, Holy.
There's no way to express it through lowly deeds of men and words that are spoken are merely a token, our righteousness a sham. But we are the few that still bless Him, though others reject Him somehow. Soon every tongue will confess He's the one, and every knee shall bow. For He is holy, holy, holy above all heaven and earth. More than a treasure, for nothing can measure the magnitude of His word. Holy, 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 His Lamb for sin was slain, yet
artist. I love the the lyrics in the song. I love the way they mixed it.
Even the background vocals.
The background vocals were absolutely splendid.
Really,
you know,
beautiful.
Yeah, that's a really great worshiping song.
It really is.
It sure is.
Oh, can I give some shout outs?
Absolutely.
Oh, gotta say hey over to Ben and Janie Crow. And thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Listen down in Cabin Hollow.
Yes, yeah. And thank you all for sharing the broadcast
Thanks,
on your
guys.
Facebook
love,
page.
Love you both.
We appreciate you. Love you so much. And Judy Merrick is over in Somerset, Kentucky. Hey, Judy.
She is. Yes. And she didn't know whether she was going to be able to make it today or not.
Hey,
she thought she
Judy.
May have company, but she said, record the show and send it to me.
Yeah. And let's see here. We have, I'm going to go down here, Grace Gordiel over in Moundsville, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Hey, Grace. Great to have you. And we have Sue Reed over in Renfro Valley.
Hey, Sue.
Kentucky. I love her. She's so precious.
Yeah.
And we have Kathy Parker in Brighton, Tennessee.
We do.
Yeah. And Waylon and Willie. Meow, meow, meow.
Who now? Waylon and Willie?
Yeah.
Her feline children?
Yes.
And they love gospel music.
They do.
You know what else they love?
Well, she raised her kitties upright. You know?
She did.
She did.
So they also love?
They also love the Happy Goodmans.
I'll be gone.
Times each day brings new distress, but God has told us in His Word to pray and do our best to keep our lamps all trimmed and bright, our wedding garments on. And something moving in my soul says, child, you'll soon be gone. All be counted lost, and those who build upon the sand must pay the awful cost. So why not kneel and pray today? The Spirit lead you on, then with a save you too can say, thank God I'll soon be gone. I'll soon be gone from this world below to heaven's shining throne.
Happy Goodmans, and I'll soon be gone. Here are the Hoppers.
And Yahweh.
In the form of a man, Jehovah the Great. Jesus is buried in a rich man's tomb. He is buried. Yahweh, Jesus is buried, but he will not stay. No, he will not stay. Yahweh, Jesus is rising, our Lord is rising. From the grave there, our Lord is rising. Yahweh, Jesus is rising, now he lives again. Yes, he lives again. Hosanna, he comes in the form of a man. Jehovah the great, God of Abraham. He lived just to die for our sin. He rose from the grave and lives again. He rose from the grave. He lives again. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lives again. Our Lord lives again.
That was the Hoppers.
And here are the tallies.
The Lord God.
if that one doesn't bless you, then
that
you're,
was
then,
powerful.
Then your blesser's broken.
I know that's right. Yeah. Well, my blesser wasn't broken.
I think the cathedrals have a song about
that. So my blesser's just fine, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, gotta give some shout outs to Stephanie Preston over in Clinton, Mississippi.
Hey, Stephanie, thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And also Janie Paytalk over in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Hey, Janie, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, and over in Simi Valley, California. That would be Sharon and Vic Crane.
Hey, guys.
They're my cyber siblings.
Super sweet people. Yeah. God bless you both. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We're not kin, but I claim them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're wonderful.
And then you send them $100 a month to claim you.
Yeah. We have Vicki Antonelli listening in Mariana.
Hey, Vicki.
Florida.
Yes.
Hey. Let's see here. Jan Wilson in Somerset, Kentucky.
Jan is listening?
Yeah. I'm gonna save some more for a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Here's Evie.
Oh, Shepherd of Love.
Shepherd of Love. I remember watching a video the other day of an old Billy Graham crusade,
yes,
and where the man was introducing Evie, mm-hmm, you know, and as we all did back in the day, because we didn't know, you know, we're not Scandinavians. So, you know, he said, and he's got this big, beautiful, announcing voice, and here's Evie Turnquist, like that, you know, yeah, which accented her last name. So Evie gets up there before this big stadium filled, yes, with people, right? And she's got the cute little, like, Swedish accent, you know. And
not really.
Well, she does a little bit, yeah. And she said, and for all the turnkeist out here, instead of quist, you know, and she looked at that guy turnkeist, and kind of smiled.
Turnkeist, yeah.
Turnkeist, yeah, yeah, for all
that's
the turnkeist.
That's why she went by Evie. I mean, nobody could pronounce her last name.
Well, we could. That's all that mattered. You know, Frank and Terry could pronounce it. That's all that mattered. But it was so cute. It was so cute, Terry, the way she did a polite rebuke of this man.
Oh.
And he kind of went, oh, gosh, help me, you know, okay, third kiss it is. You know.
Yeah, that was so cute. That was that when she sang It Only Takes a Spark.
That's it.
I love
that's
that song.
That's the song, yeah.
I love that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it, too. And we played it, I think, the other day. No, we played it the week before last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's terrible because I can remember what I played 2 weeks ago, and I absolutely drive myself crazy when I put the show together. Put another song in there, Frank. Don't put that one in there. And then I think, hey, Frank, just talk to God and let God tell you what song to put in there. You know, I don't hear an audible voice, but I'll get a pretty strong urge that let's play this when somebody needs to be blessed with this song.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, here's J.D. Sumner and the Stamps.
And Keep Me.
Pretty. J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, and Keep Me. Here are the Cathedrals.
And it's almost over.
the winds of war keep raging through the land, far and near, the cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tears, nations gather round the table for peace they've tried for years, yet war still rages higher, sweeping through the battlefield. We're living with the greatest promise that we will ever know. The promise came from heaven, a blessed peace and hope. Battles they keep raging higher, but we will have no fear. The Savior's arms are open, and soon he shall appear. It's all
very favorite cathedral song. It's almost over. And that's Stephanie Preston says that one gives her chills.
It does.
And it does me too, Stephanie.
Does.
Absolutely.
And guess
does.
Who just came in?
Oh, let me think. My Karnak look.
Yeah.
And look at Facebook, and that helps me too. Because I'll bet it was Roddy and Suzanne Boston.
Yes, that's right. Over in Texas.
Boyd, Texas.
Boyd, Texas.
Boyd, Texas. God bless you both. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening.
Yeah. He cracks me up. I mean, I can't even tell what he had on his Facebook page.
No, you can't. It's nothing bad, but anyway.
No, but it was cute.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Yeah. Everyone's just going to have to live in suspense. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have been going through, including our family. Terry, there's just a fine line between laughter and tears.
Uh-oh.
You know that, don't you? So one second you're going to be giggling, next second you're probably going to be tearing up over here and crying. You know, I don't know. I don't want you to cry.
I hope not.
No, we've shed enough tears. But anyways, I loved when I was listening to the song, It's Almost Over, and I digressed.
Which I said, I have to say, Sharon, I couldn't get the burr out.
The burr got caught in your throat. You said it's almost oh, and I thought.
I've been singing, and so I think
You have been singing all day, yeah.
My voice has just kind of gotten over it.
It has, but when Sharon Crane posted on here
yes.
that you'll never have to pay us to be your cyber siblings.
Yes.
We're always going to be kingdom siblings. And that really touched me.
Me too.
And as the song was playing, I thought about that, you know, because it talks about it's almost over. We're going to be going home. But until we do go home, there's the trials and tribulations we have to put up with down here.
You know what's wonderful when you think about it? When we get over there into paradise, we're going to get to meet some people that we have not ever met.
Absolutely.
But that we know, like on Facebook or whatever. But it's going to be a glorious time, isn't it?
It will be. It will be.
Yeah.
But until that time, we're going to have to endure what we have to endure with these earthly bodies that we have. And one of those things is COVID that's going on right now. We've had it in my family, our family, my son, his fiance. My grandson, and it has been,
and his mama,
and his mother,
who is still fighting.
Oh my goodness, yes.
But
and she's been the hero of the family.
Yes,
she's been
absolutely phenomenal. In the hospital. In fact, Frank is still in the hospital.
He is. He's still in the hospital.
He went to the emergency room like several times until they finally just admitted him.
They had
put him in
yeah.
ICU for a while, and then they put him in that step down area.
Right.
And he's still in there. So Donna, his mama, who I love, she stayed in there with him for 5 days.
She really put herself on the firing line, so to speak. You know, because she had COVID.
Yes.
And they've never ever broken protocol at this hospital.
Right.
And the reason she stayed with him, I think that you may have let that part out. But Frank was pulling off his mask or his cannula, whatever they had on his face at night.
Right.
And then his oxygen levels would drop down into the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we think we're going to have to put him on a vent.
No, we didn't need
that. And his mother said, oh, no, you're not going to do that.
Uh-uh.
And got permission to stay with him. Stayed in there for 5 days.
Which is unheard of, actually.
Absolutely unheard of.
By the grace of God, she was there. But she endured all that time, sleeping in a chair.
Yes.
And no shower for 5 days.
Yes.
They did feed her, you know, a little bit. But
they're just totally overrun down here.
Yeah. But anyway, we are thankful for Donna. We're thankful, and we're praising God that Frank's going to get through this. And
he's not totally out of the woods yet, but we're going to trust God.
We're claiming his healing.
We're
going to
claim his healing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Crab Family.
And through the fire.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances. Things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories, then the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Oh,
would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said he'll put all this come in time.
So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says give in, just hold on. My Lord will show.
The flames again,
yes, he will.
Again.
Oh,
he never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and my hill would not be hard to climb.
Oh, no, to climb.
No. He never offered our pictures without fighting, but he said he'll put all his cards.
Crab Family and Through the Fire. I love the lead vocals of Jason Crab.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, got his latest stuff, too. I haven't played it in a couple of weeks. Maybe next week we'll get to that one. But I love this song, Through the Fire, because it speaks of trials and tribulations that we have to go through here on earth before we go to heaven. And it's part of it.
Yeah.
But God will always take you through that fire.
That helps.
Absolutely.
You know, that makes you stronger.
It
and,
does.
And, you know, He wants us to look to Him. As we have problems,
absolutely.
Then, you know, He wants to be our Father, and He wants to help us. So, you know,
even when you're having a hard time saying over,
I know,
of, oh, yeah.
But he forgave me.
did you say Pam Belcher's listening?
Yes, Pam Belcher. Hey,
our little San Antonio Rose.
San Antonio Rose over
yeah.
in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you. And yes, we'll be praying for you and Danny.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
We have been,
had him on my prayer list.
Yes. Yeah. And we appreciate you so much. And you know what? I've got to give a shout out to Helen Sanders over in Memphis, Tennessee.
Helen's listening.
Hey, Helen.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, Helen.
And Margaret Stern over in Somerset, Kentucky.
I think you moved her south.
Where is she?
I think she...
Did
she's
she move?
Up, yeah, up in Moundsville.
Margaret is? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Moundsville, West Virginia.
Well,
that's
Margaret,
okay.
Margaret knows where she is. Anyway, she's up in Moundsville. Hey, Margaret.
Hey, Margaret.
Yeah,
thank you. God bless you. Thank
oh,
you so much
oh,
for tuning
oh, oh,
in.
Oh, did I say? Oh, Vicki Anderson over in Nashville, Tennessee.
No, you didn't.
Well,
and
Vicki.
Did you? Brother Herschel and his gang are,
yes.
are with us too.
You, Bobby and Diana,
and we can do another. We did a shout out, but we can do another
one. We did,
one.
And
yeah.
to our favorite veteran.
Yes, we
that would
did.
Be Herschel Whitaker.
Yes, and I'm going to send you guys the show because I happen to play one of his favorite groups, and you yes. guys know who that is. Yeah. And I'm going to send that to you, providing all the recording goes okay tonight. Oh, I'd like to remind everybody that this is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And here's the Gaithel. The Gaithel? Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
It's kind of like my over without the verb.
I know.
But anyway.
Even yes. the best of us messed up yes. sometimes. So that allows me a lot of slack.
Yeah, but you know what?
Because I'm not the best of us. What?
You know what? He will carry us.
He will.
And you. You too.
Shoulders.
That was absolutely beautiful. Wow. So splendid, the harmony on that.
Perfect.
And the message.
Yes.
That was what counted. But the way they presented the message was just absolutely incredible.
That was probably one of the prettiest renditions of that I've ever heard.
Really?
Yes, truly.
Then the Lord did right when he led God and directed me to put that song in there then.
Truly, yeah.
He did well.
Really?
Okay.
Willie and Twiwi.
Truly? Okay. Here's Gold City.
And I'm not giving up.
I'm not going to either.
Okay, good.
Turning round, by the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through this veil of tears, at times I've even questioned, even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter, he says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther because you're just losing ground. But I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep. Tell me, there's been something bothering me. Why is it that old devil, he just won't let God's children be? See, he has purposed and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of life and lead our souls astray. But I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep. Of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on,
holding on
to that nail-scarred hand.
Nail-scarred hand.
Oh no, I'm not giving up. No,
you know, I was singing the bass parts there a little bit, but I got to share something with you that I haven't shared.
What was that?
Not last night, but I think the night before last or a couple nights before that. Of course, I'm a prolific dreamer, and I had a dream that Brother Herschel Whitaker.
Yes.
And yours truly.
Yes.
We were singing together. Yeah, we were having a great time in the Lord.
That is wonderful.
And he was singing and I was singing. I can't remember. Please, I
what
can't remember.
What y'all were singing?
I don't know what I was singing.
It was probably something by the Chuck Ragging Gang, though.
I don't know. I can't remember, you know, if I'm going to be totally truthful with you.
Uh-huh.
But it was, we were having a good time in the Lord, you know, and it was so neat. He was smiling and he was singing, and I was singing some baritone and bass in there, and he was harmonizing with me, and it was just so nice.
Yay.
Yeah.
I bet that was a great dream.
I never did
dream.
Share that. I wanted to tell you about that the other day.
Oh, when was this?
And I think it was the night before last,
okay.
A couple nights ago. But it was just one of those dreams that you really enjoy,
yes.
You know. It wasn't a stress dream
awesome.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
Here's Allison Durham Speer.
The only real peace.
Life is a few days of trouble, a wise man once said. But I'll not complain, for I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. But many's the trial, my wants and my dreams put me through, and the only real peace that I need you, and I.
You know, when I put this show together and start working on it, you know, there's always something that will, you know, kind of mess up your week, especially as you get older. It's just one of those things, you know, you've got an older body and you've got a lot more pain and things to put up with. Mm-hmm. But the past couple of weeks, that song has really taken on special significance with me and everything that's been going on in our lives, mm-hmm. With our family and everything, mm-hmm. and people sick, and that's the only place where one can go to find real peace,
right.
And that's,
you know,
with God.
You know, things are not in our hands. We might as well not worry about it, because there's nothing we can do. All we have to do is put it in God's hands.
But you know, that's easier said than done, because, well,
times did I tell you?
Oh, I know. You
I
know,
said,
yeah.
Frank.
You're like, tuta, tuta, always, I tell you. Be just about you is, not about you is not.
But I keep telling you, and keep telling you, and keep telling you. And but there's no reason just to get
all
frustrated.
Supposed to worry. We're not supposed
exactly.
to, you know. And that's one of the frailties of my humanity,
mm-hmm.
and being human, is that I was raised by a warrior. My mom was a planner, raised two boys by herself, you know, and she was very good at teaching us to, you know, kind
to
of
worry.
Anticipate things and plan for the future, you know, worrying, you know, but you, and I know you're sitting here saying that, but I will guarantee you. And if it would have been
one of your babies, yeah, I mean,
you would have been beside yourself.
Well,
you know?
We pray, and you have to
absolutely
you have to pray that God has already healed them.
Yes, you have to speak it.
You do, and it'll happen. So, you know, just remember that,
absolutely.
Everybody.
Well, this is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the Kingsmen.
In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still. Thank you.
How the Kingsmen. Here's the Mark Trammell Quartet.
And how long has it been?
Trammell Quartet. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. If you would, I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to join me, that would be wonderful. Heavenly Father, we need your healing hand on so many tonight who are locked in battle with COVID, Father. So many on my prayer list with COVID. Some in my family, some of our listeners. Many on my prayer list. Also, Father, there's many battles going on right now with cancer, with heart problems, all kinds of diseases, lupus, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, painful diseases. Many, Lord, are grieving for friends and for family this evening, because their friends or their family has moved on to their heavenly home, Father. They're now with you. Lord, we ask you to please bring comfort and peace to those who are missing their loved ones. We ask you to bring strength and healing to those who are afflicted, be it physical healing or emotional healing, whatever their need is, Father. Just grab them, hold them, pull them close to you, Lord. Let them know you are there with them. Father, bless all of our first responders. Bless all of our frontline medical teams who are literally putting their life in danger right now fighting COVID, Father. Bless them and keep them. Bless our troops around the world. Bless all those still in Afghanistan, Father, that we haven't brought back to the USA yet. I pray for a hedge of protection around them. Lord, lead, guide, and direct us every day, in every way, in everything that we do. I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
From your hand.
My prayer is that you'll pave the way and set my wishes free. But if you choose another road, I'll understand. 'Cause I know you know what's best for me, though I may not understand. Sometimes it hurts to trust the path that's been determined by your plan. So if you wish to lead me down some other road than I would choose, I'll follow you, oh Lord, 'cause I've learned I can trust you. Your word is clear. You've said you wish to grant my heart's desire. I know you long to bless the steps I take. But I can't see what waits around the bend, so I'll believe that every turn you choose is for my sake. 'Cause I know what's best for me, though I may not understand. Sometimes it hurts to trust the path that's been determined by your plan. So if you wish to lead me down some other road than I would choose, I'll follow you, oh Lord, 'cause I've learned to
only trust.
Have to do my mea culpas because I went over tonight, but this has been just such a blessing to me, this show tonight, and I hope everybody who's listening out there that the show has blessed you as well. Throughout the show, I just felt good about the show. It felt wonderful having my wife here with me, hosting the show, since I hosted solo last night.
You mean last week?
Last week. Well, yeah. You know, at my age right now, a week is a night. You know, time just flies by so fast.
I was working on a baby.
Oh yeah, your little project. Yeah.
Let me explain that.
Please do.
Yeah. I'm working on illustrations for my new book, baby book.
It is going to be absolutely awesome.
It is really turning out darling. And the babies and all the whole book has kind of got a 30s and 40s feel to
it. Yes, it does.
Kind of like the innocent time.
Well, you were around back then. I wasn't, so you would know. You know. So anyway.
I'm only 29.
Exactly.
But anyway, I loved that era.
Yeah.
Musically and everything. I just loved it. It was just an innocent time, and I think we need to go back to that innocence.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Again in the new America. And but anyway, that's what I was doing, y'all. So I apologize for not being here.
Yeah, you ought to be ashamed.
Last week. If I had a tail, I would have tucked it.
There you go.
But anyway, I've got to give another shout out to Bruce and Judy Bennett.
Oh wow!
Over in Wayne County, Kentucky.
Yeah, God bless you both.
Thank you so much.
Love you both.
For tuning in and worshiping with us.
Thank you so much. Well. Thank you, everybody. Again, we went over tonight, but I hope you got a blessing from the show. If you did, give God the credit. If you didn't, give me the blame. Going out with Celtic Woman.
An Amazing Grace.